This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I hate being right, but I'm right. Nobody listens to me. I'm right. I know my stuff. I know my stuff. I mean, everyone's like, no, Dahlia went to medical school, but she only graduated the top 99% of her class. And she cracked a lot of jokes in class, and she was so busy flirting with the guys that she didn't learn anything. No, first of all, I did not graduate in the upper 99% of the class. I claim I did. But I didn't. I did pretty well. I don't know exactly how I was ranked, but it was, I mean, I studied. I even worked while I was in medical school and still got good grades. So I think everybody needs to just take a step back and go, you know what, Dr. Dahlia is the bomb. Can everybody just do that? Everybody say it out loud. Say it out loud. Dr. Dahlia is the... Oh, no. I heard that. Oh, come on. That's mean. I forget it. So one thing I'm right about a lot of things. I don't have to sit here and tell you how much I'm right. I know I'm right. Okay, I just know I am. I don't need that to feel better about myself. I don't have to convince you how right I am. But I'm very, very defensive and protective of my listeners out there or patients who need pain medicine because they're in pain. I'm really protective because I couldn't imagine having a condition in which you have this intractable pain, and you can't take anything to relieve it. I just think that's torture. And I don't like politicians or legislatures or governing bodies getting in between my patients and me, or patients and their doctor, or listeners and the radio doctor. I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. And so one thing that has really gotten my panties all up in a bunch and my episiotomy scar to burn is how people think that these overdose deaths are going to be stopped if you go to Dr. Dahlia or Dr. Smith or nurse practitioner Brad or PA Bill or Billy Anna. And say, you know what? You're going to write less medications, and we're going to govern that. And we're going to penalize you if you don't follow our rules for writing the prescriptions correctly. Because you're the reason why we have all these overdose deaths. And Bob and Billy Anna and me and Dr. Smith were like looking at each other going, say, what? 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 Well, the Chicago Tribune reports that despite a decline in prescriptions, opioid deaths are skyrocketing. Why? Because they're due to heroin and synthetic drugs. That's what we've been talking about. All these opioid deaths, it seems easier to blame the family doc who has a clinic next to Target than to blame the heroin dealers. Nobody wants to go after the heroin dealers. No. That's too scary. No one wants to go after the drug cartels. But you know what we'll do? We will limit Dr. Dahlia or Dr. Smith's or Billy Anna's ability to prescribe drugs. Prescriptions. That's how we're going to solve this crisis. No, you're not. So according to the Washington Post, also being reported by Chicago Tribune, fatalities from heroin and black market synthetic opioids skyrocketed while the nation saw a decline in the number of opioid painkiller prescriptions and the overdose deaths attributed to them. This is according to a new study. The research from the American Action Forum shows that authorities cracked down on the overprescribing of powerful painkillers. International cartels filled the void. Why? Because if you can't get your powerful painkiller from your doctor, and you are desperate because narcotic withdrawal is very painful, you're going to try to find some cheap heroin or other synthetic opioid on the street. Some black market fentanyl. They say the number of opioids prescribed nationwide sharply dropped in 2010, as did the death rate for prescription opioid overdoses. The annual growth rate of deaths involving prescription opioids slowed from 13.4% before 2010 to 4.8%. Now, a big thing was OxyContin. There were a couple patient family members who had died of opioid prescriptions, but it wasn't the Lortab or the Vicodin or the Percocet, it was OxyContin. And so a few years back, OxyContin had gotten some heat. And so we think that might have been why that number came down. They said states began implementing prescription drug monitoring programs, and Purdue Pharma released a reformulated version of OxyContin, so it's more difficult to crush, more difficult to abuse. But did that just solve the problem completely? No. Deaths involving heroin and fentanyl started to spike. People will go to something else, just like with the smoking. We did so good curbing smoking that where did people go to? They went to food. And we have a bigger obesity epidemic. Or they went to vaping. People are going to go somewhere. You need to make sure you have a place where people could go. So what's happening? People are going to heroin and fentanyl. So there's an argument that during the Obama administration, I'm not blaming Obama, but during those years, the efforts to curb opioid overdosing worsened this. And now we have a bigger problem on our hands because the government and everybody got involved. They say the annual growth rate of heroin deaths surged from 4.1% before 2010 to 31.2%. The rate of death from fentanyl grew from 13.7% to 36.5%. So illicit opioids are filling the void of the unmet demand. Now, some people say, well, wait a second. It was the Lortab that Bob prescribed that made the person want to go to Percocet and then OxyContin and then fentanyl and then heroin. Okay, I get that there are gateway narcotics. I get that. But when we restrict things stupidly, without thinking it through, we spur new epidemics. And now we have a heroin and fentanyl epidemic. We got to be smarter than this, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this is not news to us. We know that the United States are divided. Are they divided politically?
Yeah.
Although some states are turning, you know, it's interesting. California used to be very, very Republican, right? With Ronald Reagan and all that. And then they turned kind of Democrat. Nevada used to be Republican, starting to turn more blue. So, all right, country is divided. It's okay. Things happen. All right. We're divided by boundaries and walls and things like that. Unfortunately, we're also divided by our health. And a huge study is showing massive health disparities from state to state. And they say deaths by preventable causes that persist in the U.S. despite what we nationally spend on health care and medicine. This is one of the most comprehensive reports now, being reported by MedicalExpress.com and Daily Mail and multiple other outlets. They say in 21 states in the U.S., people are more likely to meet an early death in 2016 than they were in 1990. This is a regression that the researchers from the University of Washington warn puts the U.S. now behind less developed countries. We used to be the bum. People would come to the United States for medical care. This is where it's at. Well, maybe not so anymore. Now, they say states in the Appalachian region and the southern U.S. were the most heavily burdened by disease, while people in Hawaii, Minnesota, California, and the Northeast had the best shot at having a long, healthy life. They say rises in opioid, alcohol, and mental health-related premature deaths were highlighted by the report. Authors say essential drivers to the alarming rates, death rates among people between 20 and 55. Yeah, you know, it's interesting because our life expectancy was growing really nicely. We were predicting that life expectancy would definitely hit the 80s by the end of this decade. And we were on track for that. And again, I was right. I know nobody believes me, but I'm like, I know my stuff. I am right. And then all of a sudden our life expectancy started to drop. Because we now have 115 people die a day in this country because of opioid use. And more to all the other stuff that's happening. More people under the influence and you have more drunk drivers or more driving under the influence. Other overdose deaths with other drugs. So, Mississippi got hit the worst. Then Alabama, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, West Virginia, then South Dakota, Tennessee, South Carolina, Indiana, Georgia, North Carolina, Kentucky, Alaska. Then came Wyoming, Missouri, Delaware, New Mexico, Montana, Kansas, and Ohio. These were 21 states where the risk of an early death was higher in 2016 than it had been back in 1990. Drugs, alcohol, suicide, and obesity. They say the sum was significantly more than other wealthy countries spent on the same cause that year, yet 2 years later, many states in the U.S. have little to show for the investment the government ostensibly made in their health. Well, what sort of money was spent prior to 2016? The billions and billions of dollars on Obamacare. They say age groups that were once seen as most vulnerable, infants, children, and those over 55, have seen improvements in expected health outcomes. The age groups that should be more robust, you know, 20 to 55 years old, are the ones suffering the most. They say rising death rates in 21 states are strongly linked to the burden of substance use disorders, including cirrhosis and then self-harm. So you're seeing people that hurt themselves either on purpose or accidentally. Unless, they say, until all leaders of our healthcare system work together to mitigate risks, tobacco, alcohol, and diet, more Americans will die prematurely. They say alcohol-related diseases pervade New Mexico. They say a lot of healthy years were lost to drinking, more than double the national average. Mental health in the U.S. was in the dire state, especially in Utah, they said. 10% of all lost years of life were due to suicide, as compared to D.C. Rates were one-third that high. Well, I'm hoping they do. You know, there's obviously more people in Utah than D.C. I'm sure they did it in terms of a percentage. They said depression and anxiety accounted for nearly 30% more of Americans' disabilities in 2016 than it did in 1990. Depression and anxiety. I want to come back to that. In the state hit hardest by drug use, West Virginia had early death rates from drug overdoses 75% higher than in the U.S. as a whole in 2016. 143% higher than the rates of the least affected state, North Dakota, when it came to drug use. Appalachia, obviously, most widely documented, a lot of poverty, smoking, and obesity. Limited access to health care. Don't a lot of the Appalachian areas have not that many medical insurers available on the exchange? They say in 1990, opioid use disorders ranked number 11 among health problems depriving Americans' healthy years. Now it's risen to number 7. So risk factors for early death are your dietary risks, your tobacco use, your systolic blood pressure, which is the pumping blood pressure, your high body mass index, high fasting plasma glucose. So if you're at more risk for diabetes, total cholesterol, if you have kidney function that's impaired, alcohol and drug use, air pollution, low physical activity,
occupational risks, low bone mineral density. So if you have thinner bones and you get a fracture, like a hip fracture, that could put you at risk for early death. Residential radon and lead exposure was on the list. Unsafe sex, child and maternal malnutrition, sexual abuse and violence. And then kind of at the bottom of the list was the unsafe water, sanitation, and hand washing. They say the opioid epidemic is costing the U.S. more than $500 billion a year in hospital and criminal justice expenditures, plus lost productivity. So we look like we are really struggling. Now, what are the leading causes of death? Well, still heart disease, lung cancer, COPD. But in that age group between 20 and 55, we may be looking at accidents, and we may be looking at opioid overdose. So what does that mean? Well, it means we are in a some sorry state. And I understand that news outlets, they make a big deal with the whole headline, and they may make things look worse than they are. But if you guys aren't in the hospital or aren't in the medical setting and see what we see, you don't see how real some of these numbers are. You know, if you ask anybody who works in that sector, they're like, no, there's a lot of it. I can't tell you how many patients were on multiple medications. And I'm like, who gave these to you? Why? Where did it start? Where did you go from not being on any medication to all this? And I'm very nervous because, now that I'm, middle-aged and going through some changes, I have to be on one form of estrogen, then another form of estrogen. I have to be on vitamin D. I'm already spending $50, $60 a month at a pharmacy. I don't want to go to a pharmacy monthly. I'm getting calls all the time from the pharmacy saying your prescriptions are ready for pickup. What prescriptions? I also have stomach acid medication because I had an ulcer. Now, mind you, okay, things happen. Your body changes. So, yes, you will start to need the help of some pharmaceuticals. Okay? I get that. We want to fight aging. We want to fight disease. I get that. But a lot of people are on a narcotic. They're on a benzodiazepine. Look at this depression and anxiety. So many people suffer from depression and anxiety. Why? Is it, what's different now than in the olden days? Now, in the olden days, did they have depression and anxiety? And nobody talked about it? Did they just drink whiskey to deal with it? Or maybe they were outside? Got some more sun? Got some more exercise? Maybe they ate better. You know, when I eat a bunch of carbs, I feel so good while eating those carbs. I am in heaven for maybe a good 5 minutes. The rest of the day, I'm down. I'm in a funk. Maybe it's the crap we're eating. Maybe we have so many preservatives in our food that it's really messing us up. What are we doing wrong, people? Why are so many of us wanting to escape reality through pills? Why do we not like or why can't we live in our own skin? Is it because we see that there's other lives to be lived and we don't like ours? Is it that we would rather be home watching Netflix or porn or being on social media? And we don't want to have to sit at a desk at work, so we try to take pills to get through that? What are we doing wrong here? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you for all tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this woman's a piece of work. A young woman pretended to have cancer. She claimed she only had weeks to live without overseas medical treatment. So she was 19 years old at the time, but wanted money so she could drink it up, go on overseas trips, booze, whatever. She even duped her parents. She never had cancer. She blew tens of thousands of dollars in cash raised by her family and friends after convincing them that she had only weeks to live. This was back in 2013. She's from Melbourne, Australia. She's currently 24, and she has pleaded guilty in the Melbourne Magistrates Court to 7 charges of obtaining property by deception. Apparently, Miss Dickinson told her parents, her name is Hannah Dickinson, that she was gravely ill with leiomyosarcoma. Leiomyosarcoma, that's a bad one. Leiomyosarcoma is a sort of cancer that may reside in fat cells, not to be mixed up with the lipoma. Lipoma is benign. It's a benign tumor of fat cells. But leiomyosarcoma could have a very bad prognosis. And depending on how differentiated it is, you know, we have a friend of ours dealing with that now. And we hope that surgically it's been cured. Sometimes we do radiation, not a lot of advances in chemo. And it could be a bad one. And she claims that she wasn't responding to treatment. So she was hoping they would give her money. Her parents were struggling farmers, had financial problems. But they did their best to get their daughter the monetary help she needed. They were able to raise 41 grand for her daughter. Why? Because they thought she was going to die. One of the donors had just been discharged from Peter McCallum for cancer treatment themselves. And that donor turned around and donated 11 grand. The family's neighbors, Nathan and Rachel, were also taken in by the story. They were struggling to fund their own family business at the time, took out a mortgage to pay for her treatment. Such good people out there. There are such good people. And this is what kills me about these stories, because good people may be now less inclined to believe. It's like the boy who cried wolf. Maybe less inclined to help next time. Look at somebody taking a mortgage out to help somebody else with cancer. She told a current affair. We were all sitting in the dining room, and the mother comes over and says, Hannah has 6 weeks to live. She's in palliative care. We need $40,000 desperately. They said she would sometimes visit them and their children at home, occasionally complain of ill health. It's terrible to think somebody could put a front on as one person and be totally different. Anyway, they're talking about this. So they sent Miss Dickinson $20,000 on four separate transfers. She claimed the money was being transferred into the account of a German cancer doctor, but no. Now, apparently, the girl's social media profiles were a dead giveaway. She was posting selfies and other pictures of her drinking and partying, plus her trips to Thailand and Europe. So the couple noticed that things weren't right. They looked into it, and they figured out, yeah, it was a scam. So they called the police. Now, there was a wellness blogger, I think a while back, Belle Gibson. She was fined $410,000 for putting on a charade. I don't think she was jailed. But people do this, where they pretend they have cancer to get money. This GoFundMe page gets raised and all sorts of stuff. Now, in Hannah's case, she did go to jail for 3 months, was given a 12-month community corrections order, had to pay her victims restitution. Now, she intends to appeal the decision, according to her lawyer. Appeal it? What? You don't have cancer. You claimed you did. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with some of these people? I really believe in karma, and that's scary, because you're like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen now? So would I recommend to any of you, because I got to admit, there's a lot. There are a lot of GoFundMe pages and now Facebook charities and all sorts of ways to raise money for people. I would recommend a much different approach, and I've talked about this on air. So you have somebody who needs cancer treatment, okay? And they need money. You ask them, rather than it just going to an account or you just giving them the money blanketly, you say, I will pay the pharmacy for your next set of medications. For next month's medication or your next 3 month medications, I will pay the pharmacy. Have the pharmacy send me the bill. No, don't pay the pharmacy, pay me. No, it's okay, I don't even have to look at the prescriptions. I can even sit in the car with you, just hand them my credit card. I'll drive with you to the pharmacy. No, I don't think I want that. Or the doctor. Ask the doctor to send me your bill. Tell them that if there's HIPAA issues, they don't even have to put your personal diagnosis. Tell them to send us the $1,000 bill for that month, and we will pay that particular bill. And you can check it out. You can make sure the doctor's office is a very, you know, reputable. You know, you live in town, you pretty much know the medical offices, like these cancer centers. You know, it's usually these cancer specialists, they're not like a neighborhood family doc. They're usually a part of a huge center. Like we have comprehensive cancer centers and Nevada Cancer. And, you know, so we have these big, very well-known, very well-established cancer centers. So if I got a bill from one of them for a patient, I could pretty much be confident that that is going to that person's treatment. No, don't do that. Just give me the money. Because my insurance is, well, then what do you need the money for? Well, I need it for co-pays or deductibles. That's right. Well, then you'll get a bill from the doctor's office. And a lot of these doctor's offices may work with you. Now, you know, one of you had, when I suggested this about a year ago, say, no, the doctor's office won't do that. They will have only one guarantor or whatever, one person responsible, and that's the person they're going to want to send a bill to. Well, then this is what happens. The person you want to help has to give you the statement. It's usually on paper. Hand you the statement. There's no diagnosis on medical statements. You turn around and you write the check for the account of Hannah or whatever, and do it like that. It blows my mind how people out there would spend this much time and effort trying to screw people out of $40,000 when she could work a job and make that money. I mean, if people put 1 ounce of their evilness and creativity and intelligence in making a scam to actually doing a real job or creating a real business, they would be so much more successful. But I do get a little nervous with some of these GoFundMe pages. I mean, for example, the October 1 shooting, Sisolak starts up a GoFundMe page. It's a great way to donate to. It's a great way to consolidate, get money to the victims. So whatever the victims need in terms of funeral expenses or whatever, there's a variety of things, etc. But when it's somebody you know personally, somebody at your church, you could say, look, I'll put the money to the funeral expense, or I'll do this, or I'll pay for the kids' charter school. All right? There are ways you could help. There are ways you could do it and without getting screwed. But I honestly, these people are some of the worst people out there, because that money could have gone to somebody who really had cancer and really needed it. Okay, when we come back, fake pot has killed a third person now. These are people, we have about 100 people sick. This is according to Missouri. We're seeing this in Missouri. And people have been bleeding from their eyes. We'll remind you guys what's going on with this. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So three people are dead because of fake pot. More than 100 people poisoned. This is being reported by Patch.com in Missouri and four other states after using synthetic marijuana containing rat poison. The Illinois Department of Public Health confirmed a man in his 40s died this week after using the drug. Two men in their 20s have also died from using this fake marijuana, recall K2 or Spice. Now, the majority of the deaths, though, have happened around Chicago, although public officials say they're seeing cases spreading. One case, like this one, Missouri, the others in Indiana, Wisconsin, and Maryland. According to IDPH Director Nirav Shah, they say each day we've seen the number of cases rise. Synthetic cannabinoids are unsafe. They're not regulated, and people don't know what chemicals may be in them. In this particular case, rat poison. Rat poison. Other efforts are underway to get the contaminated drugs out of circulation.
It's possible they could reemerge. We urge people not to use spice or K2 or any fake pot. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention sent an alert to doctors and emergency departments across the country last week, warning that cases of unexplained bleeding could be related to fake marijuana poisoning. Why? Well, because rat poison is an anticoagulant, so you can possibly bleed to death. The federal agency says it's coordinated with multiple states to investigate the rash of poisonings, including reviewing calls to poison control centers that may be related. The first cases were reported in early March. So the symptoms of fake marijuana poisoning include bruising, nosebleeds, bleeding gums, coughing up blood, vomiting blood, blood in the urine, blood in the stool, having a heavy menstrual bleed, blood flow. You could also have back or side pain. You could feel faint. You could lose consciousness. So what do? Well, we give you vitamin K. Vitamin K, we get this in vegetables, etc., but sometimes we got to give you an injection of it because it helps bind together proteins in the blood, causing it to clot. Now, the CDC says hospitals may not have enough vitamin K on hand if we end up having a widespread outbreak. Plus, it's expensive. It costs more than $4,000 a week for a course of treatment. The CDC says patients already at risk of bleeding should be informed of the dangers and told not to use it. But synthetic marijuana is legal. That's what's very interesting. People can get this legally. They found it in convenience stores, gas stations, novelty stores. You can get it in these drug paraphernalia shops across the country. You can get it online. It's unregulated. Unsafe. It is not supposed to have rat poison, but it can. The Federal Synthetic Drug Abuse Prevention Act banned many forms of fake marijuana in 2011, but according to the CDC, producers changed their product's name and began using slightly different ingredients. And then what they said is not for human consumption. This way it skirted the law, like bath salts, things like that. So this is some stupid stuff. And I guess, remember we were told that last month, people were taking the regular marijuana and spraying it with Raid. Are you kidding me? They were putting bug spray on their marijuana. I don't understand why people don't think that these chemicals are going to kill them. Now, that elephant sedative is back in the news. All right. An opioid, I should say. Also uses a sedative. Carfentanil. It's a synthetic opioid that is 5,000 times more powerful than heroin, 100 times more potent than fentanyl. It is lethal, just touching the powder. That is also accounting for a surge of fatal overdoses nationwide. We use carfentanil to tranquilize elephants. It is deadly to humans, and get this, 0.02 milligrams. So what? That would be 20 micrograms. So we're talking about a speck of dust. You can't see it. You could accidentally expose yourself if you're cleaning something up. It's extremely lethal, according to a spokesman, Rusty Payne, for the USDA, DEA. And this carfentanil, like I said, used to tranquilize elephants, is already out there on the market for people to purchase and use. A speck of dust could kill you. A speck of that. New Hampshire has the highest number of overdose deaths per capita from fentanyl. That could be fatal at 2 milligrams, especially if they mix it with heroin. They say it takes just a tiny amount of fentanyl or its derivatives to be inhaled or absorbed through the skin or mucous membranes to result in an overdose. What if it is on your money? What if somebody didn't clean up after they doped up? Or they used money to snort it. Remember there was an article saying, 30% of money has cocaine on it? What about this stuff on it? So, I'm not sure what to say. I'm not sure how we protect, but it's bad. All right, something that shouldn't be bad, that maybe, although I would love to buy this product, is their Sparkle Glitter Sunblock. There's a Florida brand glitter-infused sunblock that's making headlines this week. Reported by Fox News. There's a brand called Sunshine and Glitter, and it can be purchased on the company's website. And the glitter sunscreen makes you glitter. I love body glitter. I just love glitter. I have glitter on my eyes. I just love glitter. I put glitter in my hair. I just love glitter. And apparently, board-certified dermatologist Dr. Marie Shin, a premier dermatologist in San Carlos, California, says glitter sunscreen is more of a marketing campaign or a gimmick. The only thing that's going to protect you is the sunscreen. They do think, though, that if it is glittery, more people will want to use the sunscreen more, and that could be good. Will the glitter cause you to get skin cancer? Will the glitter attract more rays? They don't think so. She said, I don't see any reason why the presence of glitter would affect the UV ray absorption reflection ingredients of this product. So Sunshine and Glitter posted a clip on Instagram of its Mango Tango scented version of its Sea Star Sparkle. You got these little gold flecks on the skin. So cool. There's also Party Cake and Very Berry scented types. I can't wait to buy the stuff. This is like so up my alley. There's rainbow and pink glitter. Oh my gosh. Now, some versions on some web pages say the sunblock is nourishing, loaded with antioxidants, provides broad spectrum protection, 80 minutes of water resistance, it's PABA and paraben free, non-irritant glitter, smells delicious. So to me, that looks like the best product out there, but still, you know, I don't know if it's going to pass the test. You know how every year before the summer they rate sunscreens to see if they could really work? When we talked about the sunscreen SPF factor, basically what that is if it takes you 15 minutes to burn and you buy something that's SPF 4, that means you won't burn for an hour. You multiply the 4 by how long it takes you to burn. The problem is, how many of you know how long it takes you to burn? Some of you may burn after 2 minutes. So you buy a sunscreen 30 and you're like, okay, that's good. That protects me at least an hour. Or if it takes me 15 minutes, that'll protect me against multiple hours. The only thing is the stuff could wear off. You may sweat. You may swim. And then we find out that when these sunscreens are being tested, they may not be all that. So we have to kind of be careful. But I got to tell you, any body glitter, I am so out of it. I am so, you know. Now, some dermatologists say you need to reapply every 80 minutes. I say if you jump in the pool and get out of the pool, you need to reapply. Oh, but that, I just love glitter. I'm sorry. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, man, we're out of time. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.